I was going to come and stay for 3 years, earn enough money to go back to school and become a clinical speech therapist and live in some city that had culture. So we had a pretend trip to Washington, D.C. This goes way back. It was back in the days when you actually got food on an airplane. So we all had trays. We all packed our suitcases with what you'd need for overnight. They were paper suitcases, and you cut things out of magazines, and the kids really got into it. And Amy went home and said, "Mom, I don't think I can stay overnight." I mean, she really thought we were going to Washington. So this same Amy's, we lined all the chairs up, and we had a movie that shows an airplane taking off, and we had pictures of Washington, D.C., and we did tours and stuff. And as we were in the airplane and we were flying, Mrs. Kuhn came in with my piles of papers that she had dittoed, and Amy looked at her and said, "Mrs. Kuhn, how did you get way up here?" And then the other thing we taught, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, and the kids were all very interested in the fact that Abraham Lincoln had been assassinated, and they got into, so they said, "Well, how did George Washington die?" Well, I had to go home and look it up. And I came back and said, well, he got sick, he had pneumonia, and in those days, they leached him. They actually put leeches on them, and they thought they could draw out the bad blood and make them better. And it was too much, and he died. And so Amy, again, went home and said, Mommy, guess what happened to George Washington? He got ammonia, and they bleached him, and he died. And then there's Peter. Sometimes the insightfulness of these children is absolutely amazing. We were doing geometry. We had talked about prisms, triangles, and the shapes and so forth. And Peter stands in lunch line and he said, "Mrs. Keeler, I went home and thought about it. And if a rectangle is a rectangular prism, and a triangle is a triangular prism, why isn't a cylinder a cylindrical prism?" It took me a while. I said, "Peter, I think prisms have to have angles. Right? I hope I was right." And then we had a social studies chart, and it had all these concepts that they were supposed to learn in social studies. And we were reading a story in reading about dinosaurs alive and well in body, soul, and spirit. We were explaining, and the kid said, "So what is soul?" And I'm trying to explain. And Peter looks at me and he said, "Mrs. Keeler, I've got it. Your soul is the culture of your mind." Think about that. Well, he went home and he told his mother. He said, "Mommy, I must have said something good because Mrs. Keeler told everybody." So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.